For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey, Blue Kool-Aid drinkers, Big Z here. On this episode, we actually recorded it on Monday, December 19th, but it'll be airing a little bit later when you're hearing this, either on Wednesday or Thursday, but because we had the holiday. But we also did this new thing on YouTube, at DTBK_Lions. Go on there, follow us going forward. We'll have more live episodes. So we record this live, we mentioned on the podcast, but on the podcast, of course, we're previewing the upcoming game in Carolina. So get follow us on there, but really, just sit back, relax, grab your Kool-Aid. It's time for the pod. All right. Blue Kool-Aid drinkers, we are back, and this is our first live recording of Drinking the Blue.
Yep.
Oh, now I see what's going on. I apologize. Okay. This is our first live go around. I had the YouTube link on the back. So I was hearing double audio at the beginning of this. But welcome back, you guys. Recording this live on YouTube as well. So in the future, go on our Instagram at Drinking Blue Kool-Aid, Twitter at Drinking Lions. We'll announce when we have a live stream going on. So this is our first go around. But the podcasting experience will still be the same. We understand the visuals now. They were just trying to add another.
You just want everyone to
lose, obviously. Oh,
you just want everyone to see.
We got to start in the first place.
Mugs.
So I'm Big Z. Let's get
the
rest.
What it is? Everyone can finally see the handsome mugs that are talking to you every week on your podcast. That's all it is. Yep. Yep.
That's it, UJ.
All you ladies
the
out
truth
there,
is finally exposed for all to see and witness.
Come on.
What up?
So I'm Big Z. Let's get the other
me.
Two. So
welcome everybody.
That guy asking for all the ladies is UJ.
Yes.
And then we got Rud Dog.
Yo.
And then Bob and Connor are out right now.
Incognito.
They will join us at a later day for another live one. But right now, this episode, we are previewing Lions traveling to the Carolina Panthers. That, of course, is another 1 o'clock Eastern noon kickoff where the Lions are favored right now. Actually, they were 3-point favorites. That's come down to 2.5 now. And the over-under is 44.5. That's for DraftKings. But the Lions favored on the road against a feisty Panthers team. This Panthers team is interesting. So they actually still have a chance to make the playoffs at 5-9. They have a chance to win the division at 5-9 because this is the NFC South right now. Tampa leads at 6-8, but Carolina, New Orleans, and Atlanta all sit at 5-9. And actually, Carolina beat Tampa Bay, so they are still playing for their playoff lives because they play Tampa Bay the following week for a chance to go ahead in the division, which would just be insane considering they fired their coach, Matt Rhule, halfway through the season. Steve Wilks is their coach now. And this team has been pulled together by duct tape in a lot of ways. The Baker Mayfield saga has ended. He moved on to L.A., but they've had P.J. Walker at quarterback, and now their quarterback is Sam Darnold. So what do you guys make of this Panthers team on a high level? Are you
they look
is
yummy.
There any concern
ready
about
to be devoured.
What's that, Rod Dog? Go ahead.
So they look yummy and ready to be devoured.
With a team like UJ? This, is the Lions let themselves down a little bit. I don't think they will, but yeah, this team is scrappy, like you say. They technically, I'm just from looking at it, doesn't look like there's much for us to worry about on the surface. However, you know how these games go, and it's a home game. NFL is a strange thing. We catch us on our with our guard down a little bit, you know, that could surprise you. But there's nothing really on this team that, from a Lions point of view, scares me very much. And barring a letdown from our guys, which I don't think Campbell will let happen, I think we should be able to handle them.
Yeah, absolutely. And the last time the Lions had back-to-back road games, they've had back-to-back road games. This will be the third time this year. The first time was a 29-0 loss to the Patriots and then 24-6 to the Cowboys. But then they beat the Bears 31-30 and the Giants 31-18. So hopefully we replicate that type of back-to-back road performance this time around. But coming off the huge win over the New York Jets, a lot of people weren't giving the Lions enough. A lot of people were picking the Jets in that one. So the Lions pulling off another. And they're their underdogs coming to the game, albeit 1 point, but nonetheless. Underdogs. So the Lions' ability to come back again, to keep defying the odds after being 1-6 to now, because right now, heading into this weekend, if the Lions win and the Seahawks lose to the Chiefs and the Commanders, the Washington football team, whatever you call them, lose to the 49ers, then the Lions, they would control their destiny after this week, basically, which is just crazy to think about. And both those teams are the Seahawks and the Commanders Amazing. Are both underdogs this week, and both traveling on the road to those two top tier teams. Ooh. So really exciting to see what we could do. But man, the thought of being here is just wild considering where we were early in the season. No.
No, can you, anybody believe we're in this, talking like this right now? This is insane.
I know one man. Yeah. I know one man who believes, who always saw this. That man is Dan Campbell. He saw this, man. You know he did. He never changed what he said. He basically foretold this. I mean, maybe not in this exact fashion, but I'm not surprised by this team coming this way because they were pressing it for it so hard all season. Like, it's just it's a credit to everything Dan Campbell's been doing.
Do you think Brad Holmes and Sheila Ford Camp and I mean the whole crew thought they would be at this point this fast in this retooling, a 6 year retooling?
I'm not going to say I'm going to put Sheila and Brad necessarily in that level because there's just something different of being about, you know, at the ground level, leading the actual troops. Like those guys are more detached from the locker room and stuff. You know, I'm sure they have a pulse on everything, but like for them to buy into the level that Dan, but I don't know, they never backed down. They never wavered on them. They've been true to the vision too, but this fast, like I think they expected it to happen sooner. Like we all did. I think the 1-6 to start the season was the anomaly here. That was like the unexpected crucible we had to put ourselves through to get to this point this season, but I think everyone was expecting this to be good this year. Like it's happening later than expected. I was projecting.
I don't know if I agree with that, but I mean, it's a completely gutted roster, and the Lions gave up or like had draft capital going forward and a lot of 1 year deals. So I don't think the Lions expected.
I disagree.
I think they're expecting maybe like a 6th or like the 7th win coming at the end of the season. 100%. I don't think they're expecting.
If you
like
listen to Dan Campbell at all during hard games, he believed in this team's potential. No.
Well, of course he's going to say that. What do you want him to say? This team's going to suck this year. We're going to be just under 500.
These guys can be capable of. And look at when we've had all the pieces of the puzzle this season, we've been good. Like obviously the defense took a real extra, you know, rope in the rear to get their act together. But like this was the vision that we were expecting to start the season a little more steady after we went on a tear to end last year. So no, I still think.
Hey, I'll say to answer your question, Z, that I don't think they really had it necessarily a time frame or expected it by a certain time. I think they were even thinking to next year. Basically, I don't even think they were worried about this year, but I think it kind of Yeah, I don't think they were worried about this year at all, but the way it came on, a little surprising, right, but very welcome, and not in Campbell's mind, like Rud Dog saying. And I'm telling you, I tell any fan, go back and watch Hard Knocks. I think it was the last episode where Campbell was standing with his players on the field and imploring them, gotta just trust me, guys, trust me. I have a vision. I mean, he believed it so deeply. And, I mean, it's just his vision coming true, you know, a true believer. And I know that's corny in this day and age and all that, but, man, I'm telling you, this guy, it's amazing what he's done with this team. Coach of the year, in my mind.
Oh, yeah.
Hey!
And we have our first YouTube comment, by the way, from Jillian. Says, he loves the Blue Kool-Aid crew, and we love you. So thank you so much for reaching out. Yes. Exciting. So again, Twitter at Drinking Lions, Instagram at Drinking Blue Kool-Aid. Follow us on there to be aware of when we're doing these. But getting back to the let's get back to this game now. So the Panthers, I mentioned, they're still fighting for their playoff lives. They still have a lot to play for. This is their last home game of the year. They're 4-4 at home, 5-9. So really, this Panthers team, it comes down to, in my opinion, like one thing: stop the run. If you stop the run and force Sam Darnold to throw the ball, then it's going to be a long day for them. Last week against the Steelers, it was an ugly day for this offense: 14-23, 225, and a touchdown for Darnold. But I don't think that spoke to how dismal the kind of the performance was. They were down pretty much the entire game by double digits. They only had 21 yards rushing, and that's a big reason why. Darnold got sacked 4 times. This is a very bad offensive line. It's one of the reasons why Matt Rhule got fired. He cannot field together a good offensive line. And the way our D-line's playing right now, favorable matchup for our D-line. James Houston, another great opportunity to get a sack this week.
Who's going to finish the season with more sacks, Hutch or Houston? That's the question. I know.
I don't know. At this rate, Houston will.
Yes, absolutely.
But, man, Hutch in the run game has been spectacular lately. It's so underrated, too, when you're an effective run stopper. It's not as flashy as the sacks,
worth
obviously.
Worth weight in gold.
It is. Oh, absolutely. Especially the way the Lions started the year against the run. It was horrendous. And the way they've turned that around is incredible. And I think you spoke to the last episode, Run Dog, about the play of Isaiah Bugs. Lee McNeil's really turned it up the second half of the season. And again, this is like one of the youngest defenses in the NFL. Do not dismiss that, people. Like, we talk about like the expectations and stuff and the timeline, like when the Lions are, I mean, this is like the bottom five youngest defense in the NFL, if not the youngest starting defense, I believe. The Texans have the youngest, but after that, then it's the Lions. So
juggernauts being assembled.
It just, you know, the ceiling is phenomenal, especially when you include 60-plus million salary cap next year and what the Lions can.
Hey, can any of you guys?
Yeah, two first rounders
in reach.
And. Man, and the whole line.
Can any of you guys
back
in recent memory really remember a turnaround like this for a defense where we were literally one of the worst defenses, maybe historically on our way to being one of the worst defense in NFL? And then, like, almost immediately, like flipping a switch, all of a sudden we're a good defense. Ridiculous. I mean, can you recall anything in the past that's been like that where someone turned it around so quickly? I cannot personally. But wow, amazing.
Yes. UJ, I can, but it's a reverse when we were 7-1 or whatever, and then went on to lose the rest of the season. No, that was the reverse, though. No, honestly, this has been such a precipitous like rise for this defense. They really put everything together. But, you know, I want to say, though, the early parts of the season, did you guys not see it, though, at all? Like, cause I saw a lot of it. It was actually felt like weird during games because it always felt like we're like making plays, like, because we didn't used to make plays. And now we make plays, and we were making plays, and we'd flash. And but then, like, when we got rid of Austin, all of a sudden, or not Austin, what the guy, you know, the old guy, he's the D-backs coach. When we got rid of him, all of a sudden, like, they put their act together. Everyone started trusting each other. The units solidifying. Everyone was flashing consistently. That's just, but yeah, no, it's been amazing. What they've done.
Remarkable. And I mean, this, and everyone in America seems to love this team too. I feel like there's just so much positive energy towards
Give
this team
that
right
energy,
now. It's incredible.
Baby.
They've really gotten rid of that SOL moniker. Same old Lions, I think, in a lot of ways, just by the culture that they've built. Dan Campbell being... some people, they called him a meathead, and he's an idiot. And, I mean, he still sometimes has some game management issues. But overall, I mean, he has gained the respect of a lot of people. And he's second right now in the Coach of the Year. But I don't think he'll win it because the Eagles are...
I don't know. I think his feats are better so
the rest
far,
of the NFL right
in
now.
In a way. Like, they have a stacked roster. Everyone was kind of calling it early on. Like, we kind of defied what a lot of people were expecting so far. So, I don't know. I think he's got a good bid.
Oh, for sure. I mean, right. The over-under in Vegas in the season was 6.5 for the
These
Lions.
These last three games will make a big difference. If we win out, I think it's a no-brainer for Dan. Like, because, like, that's a 10-win season after a 1-6 start would be, like, it would be all-time epic. Whereas, you know, a really good dominant season from a team that was kind of expected to dominate, I just don't see the narrative there to win that one.
Aren't those things decided though?
The Eagles would be 15-1 or 16.
Yeah, I mean,
one
yeah, it's good,
two.
But it's
that's
not
pretty
like
good.
Unheard of, or you know, it's a good season. Yeah, but
10-7 is unheard of.
1-6. We decided like we at that point we'll have went from 1-6. To make the playoffs, which like no team has ever done before. I don't know. One other team did.
One other team.
So how many other teams have won, you know, 15 games? it's a good competition. I think, I like our odds there. I like our bid for it better.
Either way. And, you know, I don't know if Hutch is going to win Defensive Rookie of the Year, unfortunately, either. It looks like Sauce is like the heavy favorite right now. Sauce Gardner. Yeah.
That's a tough one.
Did you guys see Thibodeau on Sunday Night Football? Yeah. He had some big plays for the Giants. I'm not trying to make a point. I'm just pointing out. It was a pretty good rookie draft class this year. a lot of guys really stout. Like Garrett Wilson of the Jets, like who we just played against. He had a great game. Even though he hates Zach Wilson, his quarterback.
Oh wow,
not that funny. But more on this Panthers team. Really stout defensively. That's where they make their name. Jeremy Chinn, a guy that we talked about during the draft a few years ago. He continues to be probably their best defensive player from SIU, the defensive back. But they also have Shaq Thompson, Xavier Woods, Derek Brown. Derek Brown, the controversial non-pick that we made. We went with Okuda instead of Derek Brown, who Patricia wanted, the defensive tackle out of Auburn. But it is a very good defense. They'll play a lot of man coverage as well. And Goff, including like in this Jets game, his EPA drops a lot when he plays. Goff is much better against zone coverage rather than man coverage, especially the good man coverage teams. He struggled more than he has against zone teams like the Vikings, for instance, or the Jaguars. So I just want to note that. The total kind of reflects the expectations of this game. Another low-scoring affair. This is very much in line with the total from the Jets-Lions game that we just had, which was, I believe, 42.5. They're expecting another low-scoring affair. UJ's having a lot of fun with the camera.
Having some issues here, boys.
So got issues, man.
Bear with me. I know.
We'll talk
about it later.
Brian Burns. I don't know if he's on the
another guy who we could have taken over a Hawk.
I don't see him on the injury report here. I don't see him from the box score of the last game either. So I'm not sure. Oh, never mind. Sorry, I missed him. Yeah, he had one tackle for loss. That's a guy that we have to look out for from the defensive end position of the Panthers. And then on the offensive side of the ball, I mentioned Sam Darnold as a quarterback, but Donta Foreman, a pretty solid running back, Chuba Hubbard, their backup. And then DJ Moore and DJ Moore being their premier wide receiver, Terrence Marshall, and Laviska Shenault are their other two main wide receivers. Terrence Marshall stepped it up a little bit more recently. But this is not a great Panthers offense. The Lions should be able to shut them down pretty good. I like this matchup a lot for the Lions, actually. Again, this is a 5-9 Panthers team. They've struggled a lot, especially against the better teams. The most recent wins are against the Broncos, not good, and Seahawks, who have been largely exposed recently, going 1-4 the last five, and a reason why the Lions are tied with them now in the playoff standings. But, I mean, did you guys want to add anything else about the Panthers in particular?
They're going to have a rough time on
Saturday? Yeah,
Saturday.
The game is on Saturday. It's on Christmas Eve. I did not mention that. Yeah. I don't think I mentioned that. So a nice Merry Christmas for everybody. You know, hopefully you plan your, if you go to church on Christmas Eve, you plan to go before in the morning or in the evening during those 3 hours. you know, don't, I don't know, I'm not determining what to go, though. Just trying to help you plan your Saturday. Oh,
I thought you were telling us what we had to do there, Z. What the heck?
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Let's now get to our last segment, shall we? Our first ever live predictions.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
So, as I mentioned, Alliance 2.5-point favorites on the road, over under 44.5, going against the 5-9. Carolina Panthers, and we'll start with UJ.
All right. Well, Big Z, you've kind of broke down the Panthers pretty good, I think, here. So, but I decided to look for my answers in a different place. I decided to look for my answers in nature. So I went on YouTube and I looked up Lions versus Panthers. And they had a simulation whether a lion would win a fight against a panther. And and what it came down to is, okay, a lion can grow up to like 500 pounds, right? Run 50 miles an hour, 4-inch canines, just an absolute savage beast. Now, the panther is an agile beast and, quite impressive in its own right, but they only go to like 175 pounds, but they can climb trees and carry prey that's as big as they are up a tree. Incredibly agile. But in the end, the lion is far superior than the panther. So I think on Saturday, we will see a devastatingly dominating performance from the Lions against the Panthers. And it won't even be close. All right. I the Jets had a good defense last week, maybe better than the Panthers, I would argue. So this is a chance for our offense to open up again, and our defense is just going to have a heyday. So they're going to just go nuts. I'm predicting multiple sacks, probably at least 2 turnovers. And again, we win the turnover battle. I don't think this game's going to be close. I'm going to say 35-3. I think it's going to be a dominating performance by the Lions against the Panthers. So always, you can always find answers in nature. So just remember that. That is my prediction.
So sage, UJ.
Thank you.
Well, that's the kind of analysis that they come to drinking a blue Kool-Aid for, the hard-hitting football analysis.
Dare you find that anywhere else? I challenge you.
Yes.
Oh, all right. let's go to Red Dog, shall we?
All right.
Well, he's drinking here. He's drinking.
All right. That was a tasty morsel. And I think that's what exactly the Panthers look like this week to the Lions. I think UJ said it well. They're the superior predator here. And, you know, whatever. It's an NFL team. You always got to do respect. And the players should have their, you know, heads on straight and take all that proper precautions, blah, blah, blah. But I don't think it's going to be all that necessary this week. We've been playing some uptight football. And I think we just broke a major barrier in that Jets game, and I think they're going to just be humming this week. And the offense, I think I'm going to answer Charlie's question from the YouTube chat thread here. Who do I expect to get the ball game ball this week? And I think it's going to be DeAndre Swift. I think he is going to go off. I think he's going to rack up close to 200 yards this week, maybe over 200 with a couple tutties, one through the air, one on the ground. Big week. The O-line's going to just, you know, they're going to feast as well. It's going to be a slaughter, a bloodbath, an absolute gorging of Panther flesh. And,
wow.
And it's going to end up, this isn't, there's no messing around this week. It's going to be 45-0. They're going to eat their meal and go home fat and happy.
All right. Well, there you have it. 200 yards from Swift. When's the last time you touched 100? I got to go back and
big week for him.
Look that up.
I would love to see that.
Yeah, of course we'd love to see it. Hold on, I got to just piqued my interest. He has 427 on the year, so it'd be like a he'd have 50% of his total rushing yards in the year in one game.
It's a good game for him to get back in shape.
The last time Swift ran for 100 yards in a game, I thought he did it once this year. And, yeah, it was week one against the Eagles.
Hey, he was showing signs last week against a very stingy Jets defense. He was our only real spark on the ground. And I think he's really going to go off against a lesser Panthers team.
We mentioned in the last episode, but the Lions running the ball actually recently has been just mediocre at best. I think that was kind of highlighted by the way they ran the ball at the goal line actually against the Jets on that first drive, getting stuffed. They didn't really get much of a push there. I had no confidence they were going to get the ball over the goal line on that fourth down, at least if they ran it. I was hoping for a play action on that fourth and short, but alas. But I mean, part of that is too holding calls that we've had on some good runs, but I guess they were good runs because we were holding.
Also, we haven't needed to be dominant on the ground either. We've been so successful through the air in recent weeks.
Yeah, the Lions are the second team this year only to pass for over 250 against the Jets, and they passed for 252.
So I'm not too worried really about that. I just feel like this is going to be the week to get back on track for that run game, and I think it's going to be Swift and his explosiveness.
Love it.
Yeah.
I love it. All right. So, I mean, I think this Panthers team, they are scrappy. And they are fighting for their playoff lives. The Lions are on the road. Remember the last time the Lions went to Carolina? It was, that was one of the worst games you'll ever watch as a Lions fan. That was in the Patricia era where we got shut out 20-0. I don't even know if we got like 100 yards of offense in that game. It was so brutal to watch. So we are hoping not for this is a different team. This is going to be a completely different result.
You're talking about bringing up bad memories.
I think it's going to be, I'm going to go 27 to 17 Lions in this one.
Oh man,
this is a scrappy Carolina team. I think they're gonna get a little bit of theirs. They do have some good wide receivers. Sam Darnold's throwing the ball decently right now, but I do think the Lions are the far better team. I don't fully understand the line at 2.5, and hopefully Jameson Williams gets more involved this week and Goff finds him. They're at least throwing him deep once a game, it seems now. No matter what, they're gonna just chuck it down the field to Jameson Williams. At least make the defense respect that downfield threat when he's in the game to open up some other stuff underneath. So I think the Lions have to continue at least throwing it once a game deep to him to make them respect it for sure. But those are all our predictions. If you have a prediction, put it in the chat. We'd love to see your predictions. But otherwise, this is again another episode where we all predict a Lions victory.
Seriously?
Oh my!
I know, wow. I know, UJ. It's just,
Kid J, just... we need one of those like math things where like all the signs are above your head and you're like doing complex math. Like that seems improbable to me.
Statistical anomaly for sure.
I don't know how that happens.
Incredible. Yeah. So we have a 33-10 prediction. Lions in the chat. He's drinking a blue Kool-Aid. We appreciate. We appreciate the predictions.
Hey, we were talking about the Lions being a fun team, though. There's a lot of cool little like TikToks and things out there now with Lions fans. You got to check some of them out. There's one where in New York, these fans were tailgating, and this guy who looks like Penny Sewell, big guy wearing a Sewell jersey, was blocking doing reps with his wife rushing against him. Like she get down in the 3-point stance and he's just blocking her. It went viral. Then there's some a guy on a plane, a Lions fan, this old guy, kind of like old as me, and he's belting out the Lions fight song on the plane and just getting into it. And all, there's all kinds of this little stuff out there now that it's kind of fun. So
we're becoming the zeitgeist, baby.
We're just adding to the fun of this team, and I think that this is just a fun team right now. I mean, whatever the record is, they're fun. They're fun to watch. They're interesting. So just keep enjoying the ride, people.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So awesome.
Well, I think that's going to wrap it up for us here this week on our first ever live recording. Again, that's on YouTube. Follow us on social media at Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid. Twitter at Drinking Lions. Follow us on there. We'll let you know when we're going live. But also, follow us on there. Let us know your predictions. Let us know your thoughts on the upcoming week's game. I know we're doing this a little earlier. Yeah, we're recording this on December 19th. We'll probably release this actually later in the week. So we have one anti-drink Kool-Aid drinker in the chat, but that's okay. He thinks the Panthers went 16-15, but nonetheless.
Who is this crazy person?
We want them all. We respect them all.
It's my uncle.
But nonetheless, we want to thank everybody for listening. We greatly appreciate it. I'll just mention one more time. Instagram at Drinking Blue Kool-Aid. Twitter at Drinking Lions. SidelineReport.com. Thank you for hosting the podcast. We greatly appreciate it.
Thank you.
And we want to thank our producer, Kid J.
Kid J.
Kid J. All right. Our first live one of those.
I thought you were going to let us just keep going there, UJ.
No, and again, we appreciate everybody that sticks till the end for that. But
we're just drinking the blue Kool-Aid on YouTube, Z.
Yeah, that's right.
I thought you said you weren't going to give it out.
What? I don't know what you're talking about. The last part is Apple, Spotify, we're your podcast. Please download, please subscribe, please leave a review. Always greatly appreciate it. But we most appreciate our listeners. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week talking about the Lions victory over the Panthers. And we greatly appreciate you listening. So last but not least, as always, go.
Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave. Rock, rock, rock. Go hard, win the game. With honor, you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lions victory.
Go! Go.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin for a new monthly edition of the Capital Ideas Podcast. It's your look inside one of the world's largest asset managers. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Invest 30 minutes today. American Funds Distributors, Inc.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.